Hi friends, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mama.Wife Life Podcast. I'm your hostess Brittany, and each week we will be gabbing, bragging, and unpacking about life. So grab yourself a drink, get yourself comfortable, and get ready to be inspired. Hi everybody, thank you so much for tuning back into the Mama.Wife Life Podcast. So I apologize for having this come out a few days later than I usually put out stuff, but I have been doing a lot of research and looking into this topic. It's more, not really a topic, it's more of what's going on right now in New Orleans. Back in October 12th, 2019, the Hard Rock Cafe was getting construction done on it. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because it's something that is bothering me to my core. It's keeping me awake. I'm concerned about the lack of humanity in the world. I've been following social media like crazy, and I've only ever seen one person actively every day talking about what's going on. I haven't even seen newscasts or news briefings or anything to do with the hotel collapse. And I just wanted to share with you this this recording.
This is day 135 of Boycott Hard Rock. A quick brief update or recap to get everybody up to speed on what's going on here in New Orleans. 135 days ago, the building that would one day become the Hard Rock Hotel collapsed. Days prior, workers had been warning people that the building was not safe. They ignored the people. The building comes down hours after they install the rooftop pool. It's now been proven that safety inspectors never even came to the building the last day of the pour.
So that recording is of a lady named Rubia Garcia. She's on Instagram, she's on Facebook, and she is the one who has been the whistleblower for all of this. It is currently day 143. When the initial collapse happened, there were three men that were trapped in the building. One, from what I understand, he was alive for 27 hours after the collapse, and then they removed him and he ended up passing away. And to this day, 5 months after the collapse, there are still two men in the building still passed away. And there has been absolutely no attempt to remove them. There's been no attempt to get anything done for these families that have had their loved ones that were working there, that were letting the supervisors know that the building was not safe. It was not a safe work environment for them, that nothing has been done. And I don't understand how it's not being blown up on social media, because if that was your husband, your brother, your son, you would be flipping out. And I don't know why people aren't aware of what's going on. I think it's just because it's not a big issue, because we're all talking about the election that's going on in the States and the coronavirus and all of that stuff. Three people died in the Hard Rock Cafe. Now it's Mardi Gras. And so they've had two people that have died from floats, that have been run over by floats. Two people have fallen off of floats, and two people have fallen off of balconies. I'm a fairly spiritual person, but I find that that's more than just a coincidence, because there's still two people that haven't been laid to rest. I feel like the reason why they're having all of these deaths and all these things that are going on is because these two individuals have not been given a proper burial, and they're still there. The one man's leg is hanging out of the building, and all that the city is doing is trying to cover it up with a tarp. The first tarp, I believe, was yellow, and that blew off, and now they have a red one, and it's blown off, or the colors might have been switched, but regardless, they've put two tarps up and just to try and cover the leg, and they're saying it's too dangerous to remove the bodies. But just today, they have workers back on the site. So how is it that it's too dangerous to remove the bodies, but it's safe enough to put more people up on the building? Also, fun fact, they took off the privacy fencing around it, so people can now walk up to the building. They have those, I want to say Segway tours that are part of seeing the city. They're still taking them to the Hard Rock Cafe, and people are taking pictures, and they don't even realize there's a dead man's leg hanging out the side of the building. It's making me so upset, because I wish people knew what was going on. And I feel like because people don't know what's going on, there isn't enough of an outrage to make the mayor and the city do something. I'm going to tell you the names of these three men that have died. Quinn, Jose, and Anthony. Anthony has been the only one that has been removed from the building, and he survived, like I said, for 27 hours, and then he ended up passing away. I don't understand how there isn't more talk about this on Twitter and on Instagram and on Snapchat and on Facebook. Like, I don't understand it. I think it's just because there's a lack of information being given to people. People are still going to the Hard Rock Cafe, snapping these pictures that are there for Mardi Gras, and they have no idea what is going on. That's a problem to me. I'm in Canada. I'm in Ontario. This has nothing to do with me. And it's literally keeping me up at night because I'm so upset about this. It's unfair. And I want to find a way to draw people to make a noise about this. And so I wanted to make a podcast because it's something that I feel like needs to be discussed and talked about. From what I understand, there's been no plans to remove the bodies. And the officials have said the bodies of the two workers still inside the wreckage will not be removed before the structure is demolished. Let that sink in for a second. These two individuals woke up that day to go to work, to do their time, to come home and see their families. One of the workers was recently just got engaged. And now these two men are going to be demolished with this structure, and they're never going to be taken out. That is just unbelievable to me. It is making me sick to my stomach that we are even allowing that to happen. And I feel like the reason why they're not doing anything is because no one's saying anything. The one person, Rubia Garcia, is there every single day. She has been she put herself up in a hotel. She is making sure that she is there every day to put flowers, to let people know that are showing up there to take pictures and aren't aware of what has gone on. And she's informing them because of how much people are not educated on what is going on around them. I find it so interesting because in such a digital age that something like this can be going on and it's not a topic of discussion. So with all this going on, you would think, okay, they're going to cancel Mardi Gras, right? Absolutely not. They have continued to roll with Mardi Gras. So on the Thursday night, a lady was run over and killed by a float. And then I believe on Friday, there was a massive storm, high winds. So they had to cancel that. And they let the float run on Saturday, I believe. And another man was hit and killed by a float. And then the next day or the same day, two people fell off of a float, right? Did not get killed, but were, I'm assuming, injured to some extent. And then two people fell or off of a balcony. Two. Guys, that's not a coincidence. New Orleans is such a spiritual place. The ancestors of that area, they are not happy, and they are not going to rest until these two gentlemen have been removed from the building and put into their tombs and put to rest. You guys that are not aware of the names of the floats that run in Mardi Gras, they are all named after mythology, mystical things, right? And so the first float that had people fall off and got hit, the name of that was the Crew of Nyx. So the Crew of Nyx is a goddess of night. Nyx is the daughter of chaos. She has babies with Erebus. Erebus is the god of darkness, okay? Together, they produce things like Aether, Hypnos, Thanatos, okay? Hypnos is sleep, right? Thanatos is death, okay? Are you seeing where I'm going with this? The floats that these people were killed on, the mythology behind them speaks for itself. You can't tell me that's just a coincidence. The next death happens at Endymion. You guys have heard the story that the king or the shepherds, they want to live forever. They want to be youthful forever. So he gets put to sleep in a cave. Endymion represents sleep personified. If you read up on him, it says something along the lines of sleeping is something like nothing like a motion of being touched by the light of the moon. Well, Q's legs have been exposed to the light of the moon for 143 days. Quinn, as you would say, he is in a dark cave, much like Endymion. So those are the two floats that had the two individuals that were hit and killed. Then there was two people that fell off of the other float, and the float that they fell off of was named Thoth. Thoth is the god of wisdom, the moon, magic. He is also the inventor of hieroglyphs. He's also the inventor of engineering. And what do we need here? Think about it. What are we lacking in this situation is a lack of engineering with this building. All of these things that are going on, guys, it just can't just be coincidence. It just can't be. I'm sorry, but I'm a really spiritual person. And this, to me, tells me that the spirits are trying to say something and we need to listen. We need to get these men out of this building. Also, there's a really interesting thing that I heard and read up on. Just across the way from where the Hard Rock Cafe is, on the corner there, there is a tomb. Marie Laveau is buried just kitty corner on the other side of where this happened. And if anybody knows anything about voodoo, she is the queen of voodoo. She's also a herbalist and a midwife, but she is known, if you look it up, as being the queen of voodoo. You can't tell me that this isn't all just, oh, it's a coincidence. No, there's something else going on here. I'm sorry to get all spiritual with you, and I'm sorry that probably a lot of you are used to my other types of podcasts, but this is something that is really upsetting me, and I feel like you guys as my listeners, I need you guys to share this. I need you guys to blow it up. I need you guys to get the word out to people. Go to Rubia Garcia's Facebook page. Share her stuff, because like, I'm just a girl in Ontario doing a podcast, and I have a platform that I also want to use to help get people's eyes and ears on what's going on. So please, I want you guys to help me, help her, help these families, help these two men get what they deserve, get the burial that they deserve, get removed from the building. Because if that was any one of our family members, if it was either one of us that was in there, we would all want the exact same thing, and we all deserve the same type of thing. We need to respect the dead. We need to get these guys out of the building. So I'm going to stop repeating myself because I'm probably just getting annoying now. I apologize. But I just wanted to get this out to you guys. I hope you guys appreciate this. I hope you guys share it. I just want to leave you guys with a quote before I sign off here. Wisdom is the knowledge left over once all irrelevant details are forgotten. I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast, and I will be back next week with another episode. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.